As always, welcome to our Tuesday podcast. Today I'm going to read for you from Colossians chapter 3. I'm going to read verses 12 down to 17 from the NIV, the New International Version. Paul says, "Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, or above all, love one another, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace. And be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." So I wonder if I ask the question, what do you think keeps a congregation together? What our answers would be. Did you see Paul's answer in verse 14? He says, the thing that binds us together, the thing that keeps a congregation together, is love. It's not a mission or a vision, not even our creeds or the Bible. It's love that ties a congregation together. But how can it be anything different, right? If the one, and that's a capital letter one, that created the congregation, loved the congregation so much that he gave his life for it. So it's him, our capital letter love, Jesus, that binds us together. But why? What makes us so special? So look at verse 12 again, where Paul says, "You are God's chosen people, and he loves you dearly." See, that's what makes us special, because God chose to love us. Now, here's the thing. As his church, he doesn't expect miracles from us or fireworks. He's already done that. But what he does expect is that we will also love one another as perfectly as he does. Verse 12, with compassion, and you go look up what that means. With kindness, think about what that means. With humility, difficult word in our time. With gentleness, and with patience. And then it's interesting that Paul mentions forgiveness separate from all the others. Perhaps because forgiveness is the greatest form of love. That's what God did for us. And so Paul says, that's how we should also love one another. So what a wonderful opportunity we have in this time to show this love that binds us together. Despite the fact that we can't get together on the Sunday and say, I love you, or I care for you, or it's good to see you. The small things that we can do to show this love that binds us together. A little bit of kindness. An email. Text, telephone call, a little bit of compassion, a prayer, lifting someone up to the Lord. Because where there is love, there is God. What ties a congregation together was my question. There's only one thing. It's called love. May you be loved this week. May you love one another this week. I look forward to meeting with you again on Sunday. Please pray with me. Father God, as we spent a little bit of time together in your word, thank you again that you remind us of the fact that you are love. But love is an action, Lord. It's not just a word. It comes out in our hands and our feet, in the way that we speak, in the way that we do or don't do. Help us then to take these ties that bind us together of love and to spread them to one another in this time. Thank you above all that you love us compassionately. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.